The first Labyrinth Arts Festival was held in 2012, and it's coming back on Saturday, October 11th, at the Heritage Universalist Unitarian Church in Anderson Township. The festival, which does incorporate the church's permanent outdoor labyrinth into the festival, promotes itself as a uniquely intimate fine art experience. And here to tell us all about it are Chris Burrows and Laura Broverd.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, what do you think makes Labyrinth unique in addition to the outdoor labyrinth? But when you talk about a uniquely intimate fine art experience, that sort of jumped out at me.
One of the things is that we are a bit smaller than many of the other art shows, and so that invites intimacy. The customers who come can really interface with the artists more easily because there aren't all these other places to rush to make sure you get to see absolutely everything. So we try to keep it at around 30 to 32 artists each year and try to have a nice variety also.
I'd confirm the variety is great this year. Can you speak to that a little bit, Laura, about the different artists that are there? I know you can't name all of them and you also don't want to leave anyone out.
Exactly.
But I think maybe naming some that folks may recognize, but also about the diverse types of medium and art that you'll see.
Absolutely. We have, like you said, a wide variety. We have photographers and jewelers, but we also have a returning Michael Goldberg, who does fabulous stained glass work. And he actually does include labyrinth imagery in some of his stained glass, which is very fun. We have someone coming this year making handmade soaps. We have garden and art pottery. We have other potters. We have painters of all sorts. We have watercolorists as well as oil and acrylic painters. We have metal workers, hand-blown infused glass artists, letter photography, which is new this year, metalwork, and wood turners, and also people who work with leather and fabrics, textiles, batiks, and painted silks. So a much, much broader variety than we've had in the past.
Mm-hmm. You also have on-site demos. Some of the artists will be
doing
their work.
Yes. Michael Ball will be turning wood in an outdoor booth so that we don't get sawdust all over inside. And Amy Casper, who predominantly makes purses, but she makes a lot of the fabric for her purses, and she'll be bringing her loom. So we will have a few demonstrations this year.
You've got live music as well. It is an arts festival, plural.
Right. We do have, and again, it's a large variety of styles. Kristen Henderson will be coming. She's a local community theater performer, and she'll be doing some Broadway songs. We have Mimi Sinclair with her wonderful violin. She's a professional violinist. A huge variety of live music, and it goes on all day.
I should mention, the hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so you'll have live performances throughout that entire time.
That's correct.
Also, we have to talk about chili.
Chili is one of our more popular things. Dr. Corey Yeager has a little team of chili makers, and they make meaty chili as well as vegan. And then this year, instead of having like cookies for dessert that we usually sold along with the chili, we're having fresh fruit. We're trying to be a little more healthy.
How about parking?
There is parking at the facility, and it can handle maybe 80-some cars. But then there's street parking, and there's parking at the 5-mile trail, which is adjacent to the building.
Anything else you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
Well, I'd like to point out that most of the other years, all the artists have been fairly local. And this year we have several coming in from Indiana. We have one coming from the Chicago area. So we're broadening our appeal and our recognition throughout other states other than just Ohio. I also wanted to mention that we're having an art raffle. Every artist who comes to the event has donated an item of a value of about $50. And so we have an art raffle that's extremely popular.
For next year, for the fourth Labyrinth Festival, how can artists who are hearing about this get in touch with you? Will you have a call to artists for a certain period of time that folks should put a tickler in their calendar if they're interested in being an artist next
year? Usually in January, we produce our website, and they can access guidelines to the festival and the application process on the website.
Well, it's a beautiful site. You
Thank
have a
you.
Wonderful opportunity for folks to preview all the work that is going to be shown at the Arts Festival. I've been speaking with Laura Brovard and Chris Burrows of the Labyrinth Arts Festival. This is year number 3, and it takes place in Anderson Township at the Heritage Universalist Unitarian Church there. And it's coming up on Saturday, October 11th from 10 to 4. If you'd like more information, please visit our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Robin Carey Allgaier.